Hi, everybody. This is Eileen Rosin. I'm just functioning as convener of this first meeting of the 2020 Governance Committee of Pacifica. We do have a quorum, and so we'll just get started. I'll take a roll call, and I guess we will choose a pro tem chair and a pro tem secretary, just so the meeting can function. So let's go from there. I'll call the roll. Michael Adler? Okay, Susan Da Silva?
I'm here.
William Heerwagen? I think
present.
He pretty much said he wasn't. Oh, William, you are here, good. Okay, Lawrence Reyes? Lawrence, unmute.
I'm present, I was on mute.
Okay. Eileen, I am here. James Sagerton, or Tim?
Here.
Okay, Nancy Saibara Naritoni?
Present.
Oh, good. Akio Tanaka?
I texted him to remind him.
Aki emailed me to say that he would not be on the call today.
Yeah, okay. Ted Weisgau? Ted wrote to say he would turn up, but he might be late. Okay, Michael White.
I'm here.
Craig Williams.
Dialed in.
All right. Lou Wolf.
I'm here.
Carol Wolfley.
I'm here.
Okay, we have done that part of the formalities. I had sent around a draft agenda that I just, you know, put together just to give us something to work with, but again, very draft. Let me just give me a second to open it up. Oh, where did I put it? Here. Oh, come on, open. All right. So I thought that from here we could elect our pro tem chair and pro tem secretary. I'm not sure of all the rules on how to do that, so maybe somebody else can step in and help with that.
I think we would take nominations and then just vote.
I'll volunteer.
Okay. Can somebody do that? Who's volunteering?
You could take nominations or volunteers.
Oh, right. Okay. Can somebody else run this? Somebody else volunteer to run this right now?
Well, that's what we're going to figure out right now, right?
Right,
Lauren, would you want a chair?
Yeah, I could chair for temporarily to the next month.
Okay. Does anybody else
Does the chair need to be a PNB member? Did we get clarification on that?
Oh, we did not get
clarification. It's not necessary, no.
Okay. I'd like to nominate Eileen as the chair. I think you were doing fine, Eileen.
Thanks. You know what? I'm the chair of the audit committee, and I don't want to be chair. I don't even know if I'm allowed, much less I don't want to. Thank you.
This is Beth.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to nominate Lawrence.
Okay, so we've got Lawrence nominated.
Twice.
we've got Lawrence twice. Anybody else interested in doing this? Okay, well, this is a pro tem position because I think, you know, several emails have been sent around, and I think some of those points were well taken, which was that some people did not get this message in time about this meeting tonight, and it might not be entirely fair to elect the chair and secretary right away.
So I'm ready to chair the meeting.
So I just want to stop for a minute and see if other people think that's right. And you know what? From here on, I'm stepping back. And Lawrence, you're now the pro tem chair tonight. Unless people think we should elect officers.
Is everyone okay with that for now?
Check.
Okay.
I am.
Is that to elect permanent or pro tem officers, James?
Pro tem right now.
Pro tem.
Yes, let's do that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So the item number 4 on the agenda is to elect a pro tem secretary. Any volunteers or any nominations?
What's required of the secretary?
Well, to record minutes, send out minutes, and James, do you know what else is the secretary's responsibility?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Take the minutes, record the minutes, you know, make them available.
Okay, I'm happy to do that.
Point of information, if we do resolutions.
One at a time, please. Okay, so who said that I can do that?
That was me, Susan. I'm happy to do it today, pro tem. And also, I'd like to ask, I missed the agenda, so maybe if somebody could...
I'll send it to you, Susan.
Okay, thank you, Carol. Or maybe, Carol, maybe send it to everybody if you can.
Did anybody else not get the agenda?
Nancy with a request for information.
Okay, Nancy, hold on a second. Did anybody else not get the agenda?
This is Lewis Wolf. I did not get the agenda.
Okay.
Lewis didn't get it. If you could just send it out to the committee again, just reply all.
Yeah.
Send it out. Yeah, that'll work. Okay.
Sorry, I thought I sent it to everybody.
I had somebody say something that they want opponent's information. Who was that?
Nancy.
That was me, Michael White. People were asking responsibilities of the secretary. If we pass a resolution, whose responsibility is it to send the resolution on the secretary or the chair?
Well, it's the committee's resolution, so I think it will be the chair. With the communication secretary and the committee.
Wait, what?
I'm not sure. If there's a resolution that has to go to the PNB, the chair representing the committee will submit the resolution.
Okay.
And who does the agenda?
The secretary along... In conjunction with the chair, I'd like to definitely stay in the loop with you, Susan, if you become the permanent secretary, or if I become the permanent chair, that's where I'd like to operate.
Nancy, with a request for information.
Oh, hold on, Nancy. I still got William White. William, did you get clarity on that?
You mean Michael White?
Michael White. Sorry about that. Did you get clarity on Michael?
I understand what you said, yeah.
Thank you.
This is James for the staff.
Okay, James, I got you. You have the Nancy. Nancy?
Yes, could I ask people to say your name, at least, or your given name only? I don't know who's saying what. Thank you.
That's a good idea. So when you speak, can you identify yourself by your name and what station you're from? That would be helpful. Susan DeSilva is from KPFA. She's the temp secretary. James, you have the floor.
I just wanted to ask Michael White if he would be interested in accepting a nomination for secretary.
Thanks, but no thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. Was that what you wanted to be on the staff for, James?
Pardon me?
Was that what you wanted to be on the stack for?
Yes, it is. Thank you. Thank you, Lawrence.
You're welcome. Okay. So next item on the agenda, we have a pro tem secretary. Is everybody in agreement with that? Are there any volunteers or any further nominations? Okay, hearing none. We go to item number 5, which is to modify and add to the agenda, approve agenda. I'll give everybody a few more minutes to peruse the agenda. And then number 6 is possible items for discussion. Go ahead, take a couple of minutes, and then we'll go and see if there's any additions to the agenda. There is one resolution that I submitted some time ago that's on the agenda.
Carol to the stack.
Go ahead, Carol. This is Carol from
KTFA. KTFA. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just wanted to see if I saw number six possible items. It has the public comments, but I also wanted to hear about the town hall proposal.
Okay. Okay. Susan, can you make a note of that? We'll get to that. We'll put it. What do you want it on the agenda, Carol?
Right after, it would be like 6A. Right after the public comment.
Public comment one, okay. All right. I'm going to make a note of that, Susan.
Okay.
If you could make a note of it, that would be great.
Okay, the agenda, this is Susan. The agenda item is just to add an agenda item about town halls. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Virtual town halls.
Okay.
Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy. You have the floor.
Yes. I'd like to add to the efforts and discussion, maybe, to make a list of all the resolutions in, 22 years of minutes of the PMB,
yes.
PMB resolutions, because otherwise we just start reinventing the wheel and wasting time and energy.
Okay, so what would you like that, Nancy? What item on the agenda would you like that? Where on the agenda?
How about at the beginning? Efforts and discussion under this, or yeah, before. Well, oh, how to conduct a new review? Maybe put it under that as maybe organize a volunteer team to go through the years and then list the resolutions with some descriptive title. I would like
okay.
that because it's hard to
okay.
go through everything to find something.
Are there any objections to that? Any discussion?
No.
On?
If it were a motion, I would second it. It's a thing I've been thinking. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I wasn't
that's okay.
Recognized.
You're recognized.
May I finish then?
Yes.
This is one of those things that's really after my own heart here because nobody knows what the resolutions are, what's been passed and what's been demoted, what's, expired. I think this is one of those things where we need to pull them out and we need to have some way of identifying them, like coding them or tagging them, file name protocols, because to be able to find them. So I'm all for that.
Okay, so the way.
Thanks for bringing
that. Any other discussion on that? Okay, so the way I put it on the agenda, right after the virtual town hall motion, is to put together a catalog of resolution. Is that what you're thinking, Nancy?
Yes, to make a collection of resolutions only. So when we go to look at things, we have the bylaws, but then we have the resolutions separate so we can find them with some kind of descriptive title. And I want to add one more thing.
Sure.
One more thing. I don't know where to put it, but as you know, we're all meeting by teleconference, all the LSBs, and our LSB and KPFT does not write the minutes with the roll call vote. In other words, Susie voted yes or David voted no. I mean, it's just a tally, like, 13 yes and 8 no and so many abstentions. And so the reasoning, the secretary of our KPSC LSC is saying that there's no 40% Robert's Rules of Order majority vote for,
Points of order,
vote.
Chair? Points of order? Can we add this to the agenda and then hear
yes,
about it and discuss
yes.
it when we
but
get there? Okay.
Yes. Roll call vote.
That'll work.
During teleconference meeting.
Okay.
James to the stack.
You have the floor, James. But let me just capture Nancy's suggested item.
Nancy, can you simply state it? Just where I could.
Yeah, roll call votes listed in a minute. Yeah, roll call votes to be listed in a minute.
Beth, to the stack.
Teleconference all right. Meeting.
All right, we'll discuss that when we get there. James, you have the floor.
Thank you, Lawrence. I just wanted to suggest that we put something in the motion about compiling the list of resolutions from days past, some easy access, readily accessible way of storing them so that everyone can have, as I say, easy access to them.
Okay.
It's already an agenda item.
Yeah, it's that's an agenda item. So when we get to that agenda item, you could bring up that point.
Yeah.
Thank you.
To the stack.
Go ahead, Beth. You have the floor.
Thank you. I would like a similar listing of all policies that are in effect. I don't know where to go to find current policies, and we all need access to what are current policies. Several months into my board tenure at this point, and I'm still stumbling over new policies that I didn't know existed.
All right, so do you mind if I include that as part of the putting together of a catalog of resolutions and policies? Would that be okay with you?
That's fine. I'd like them listed separately, but I brought it up now because it's a related discussion, so that's fine.
Okay, thank you. All right, so the other thing we have is a roll call vote should be reflected in the minute.
Recording,
Listed.
Recording.
Reported.
Thank you. Okay.
I don't know where to put it. You took a place.
I put the catalog in the resolutions and policy item. Under virtual town hall, so it'll come up after that. And then I put the roll call vote to be recorded in the minutes after.
What?
From you if you're draining the drain.
Lawrence, you've kind of faded out. It's hard to hear you.
Okay, do you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, yes,
better.
Yes. Personal privilege, whoever is juggling ice or I don't know what it is, could they mute?
Yeah, I just asked that too, Nancy. It sounded like someone was draining the drain. Okay.
Oh, really?
All right, so the roll call thing will go under the policies and resolutions cataloging. And then we have Then we have after that how to conduct a review of the fiscal current bylaws. And then the other thing that was suggested as a draft agenda item was efforts and discussions in progress at the time of last committee meetings in 2019, organization of Access to Pacifica Files and Documents, working group, to set up a working group to do that, which I think is the same thing as what Nancy suggested as an agenda item.
Yeah, Eileen put us back on that point.
Oh, okay, go ahead, Eileen.
Yeah, I just want to say, if before we get to talking about the resolutions and policies, if I could give a little introduction that has to do with that organization of Pacifica Files and Documents.
Okay.
It's relevant,
Thank you, Nancy. So I just got a text that the sound quality is not good on the stream. I don't know if somebody could text Otis and let him know.
I can do that.
Can you? Please, thank you.
I can.
Okay.
Point of information on the sound quality.
Oh, go ahead, William. I mean, Michael, sorry, I keep calling you.
This is Michael White. I'm sorry. I was having problems with the sound quality. I didn't know where the problem was, but it was everyone I was hearing was breaking up. Then the system disconnected me, and when I reconnected, I've been no longer having problems with the sound quality. But the system, something happened where it was really bad, and it disconnected me, and then I reconnected, and no problem.
Okay, so if any
I'm talking about people listening on the stream, Michael. So I don't know what we're going to do about that. Maybe I'll just correctify that. He'll check it. Okay. Does everybody hear me good enough?
Yes.
Okay. I had the phone away from me. I had it on my lap. Okay. So any other suggested items for the agenda? For the draft agenda?
Can you hear me? This is Ted Weisgall.
Yes, Ted, we hear you fine.
Clear.
Thank you. I'm just joining. I was in a meeting regarding African American studies, which has just been approved for the curriculum in the state of Texas. But I would like to talk about policies and procedures and working groups, namely nomenclature. I have serious issues with the use of those terms.
Okay, that would be great. That'd be part of that, too.
So we have an item on the agenda that we'll be discussing that, Ted. Do you have any other suggested items for the agenda, for the draft agenda?
Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, I
We've got a bunch of great things here on the agenda. I wonder if we don't need a timekeeper.
Oh, we're going to need a timekeeper. That's a good point. Can we get time for those agenda items? I'd like to say that we need about 7 minutes for the item on public comment, the motion on public comment. The virtual town hall, I'd like to have 10 minutes for that. To conduct putting together a catalog, resolutions, and policy book, working group, I'd like to have 10 minutes on that. I'm suggesting it. I'm not, I would like it, but I'm suggesting it. And the item on roll call vote should be reflected in a minute. I'd like to have 5 minutes on that. How to conduct a new review of the bylaws or the specific current bylaws. How much time would the committee want for that?
Let's see, we're already up to 10, 20. Well, I think 10 to 15.
Okay, so let's say 10, if we need to, we're set.
Okay.
Then efforts and discussions in progress at the time of last committee meetings in 2019. Bullet points are... Yeah, go ahead.
Chair? Yeah, that was just, if people wanted to know where we left off last year, the things that were in progress.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Go ahead, Beth.
I would be grateful to have that. This is my first meeting, and it would be good to have that as an orientation. Thank you.
Well, who is speaking?
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. This was Eileen who was speaking before.
Oh, Eileen,
and
I know the other
Beth.
Lady.
This is Beth.
Beth?
Beth. Beth. Or Elizabeth from KPFK.
Oh, okay. Elizabeth.
Hi. And who is that speaking?
That was Nancy Houston.
Nancy.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry,
KPFT.
Chair? I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
May I speak?
Please.
Yeah, just for to keep things
Who's
in
that?
A log. I'm sorry. This is Eileen speaking again.
Eileen.
Just to
okay.
keep things in a logical order, since we're going to be talking about organizing resolutions and policies, and then what Ted said about nomenclature. Let me just bring up that point of organization of and access to specific of files and documents. I think that should precede those points. So if I can pull that out and put it before that.
So where would you put it? Where would you want to put it?
I would put it after the town hall and before the list of resolutions, Nancy's item on resolutions.
So in between the town hall resolution from Alex Steinberg
Alex.
And then
Alice was the one that proposed it. Town hall resolution. Right?
Okay, whatever. We're not talking about that. No, I want to proceed. I want to go before talking about organizing resolutions, access, lists of policies, nomenclature, because there were some things that were started to be discussed last year. So it makes sense to let me introduce that.
Okay. All right, so I think what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to call in. I got to recall in again because I keep getting texts from people that the sound quality is not good.
Okay,
so I'm gonna try calling in again. I just told the other
Carol
person
for the staff.
Go ahead. Do you hear me?
I just wanted to say, Lawrence, I'm hearing you perfectly. I have a landline. I'm hearing you perfectly.
I am too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's at the
I don't think
end.
It's you, Lawrence. I think it's
Maybe
something
it's
else.
The same. Okay.
Let me. I'll call Otis because he didn't respond to my text. Let me see if I can get him on the line.
Because I'm going to call in on my other phone. Hold on a second.
Oh, actually,
I'm going to call in on my other phone because I know I used this phone before to.
Lawrence, I don't think it's you. I assume that people are hearing the entire
stream. I told her to refresh, and
stream.
She did, and she still hears the static. Okay, she said it's on KPFT yet, so all right, so it's not me. All right, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoever that is, I appreciate you streaming the meeting and holding us accountable. Okay. So, Eileen just requested a resolution. Have you wrote that up, Eileen? Can you send it to Susan?
I'm sorry. What are you referring to?
Oh, you're on the phone
about?
With others?
No, but I don't know what you're referring to.
The agenda item you just requested.
I can send it around. It's not a resolution.
It's not a resolution. It's an agenda item. That's what I meant to say. Can you tell me what it is again, please, so I could put it on the
agenda? Yeah, it's already in the agenda. It's that first
what is it?
Hollow bullet point where it says organization of and access to Pacifica files and documents.
What oh, yeah, means? Okay, yeah. All right. So
yeah, just move that up. That's all. And now we need to
approve. to in between the virtual town hall thing and the roll call thing, right? Or the catalog thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we need to approve the agenda.
Move to approve the agenda.
Second.
Point of order. Point of order.
Yes.
We don't need to approve the agenda. We just need to start meeting. If there's no other items, we just go into going down the list. Does anybody have anything else? If not, we'll just deal with it.
I'm sorry, who's speaking? Was that Ted?
Yeah, that
was Ted.
All right. And if you have a please be recognized before you speak. That will help the process of the meeting. Okay, so moving on to Ted's suggestion, we are review action items, confirm next meeting date. All right, so that's further down the road. Okay, so why don't we move to approve the agenda as revised. Are there any objections?
This is Susan. I think the version of the agenda that I got is maybe not complete. I just want to understand it. The motion is about the motion appears at the bottom of what I have, and that fits in where on the agenda itself.
That's
number one. I see. Okay, I understand it now.
That's number one. Yeah.
Okay, I get it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for pointing that out. Okay. All right. So, are there any objections to approving the draft the agenda as amended?
This is Ted. May I speak?
Yes, Ted. You may.
There really is a technical reason why I'm objecting to approving the agenda. When you approve an agenda, it's locked in, and if something else comes up, it takes a two-thirds vote to add something to the agenda or a majority of the entire body. If we don't, we can add something later on in the meeting. So I really don't want to approve the agenda. I just want, you know, everybody's okay. Contributed. We're ready. Let's go.
Carol, okay. To the stack.
Hold on. Hold on one second. Was that Carol?
Yeah, from
KPSA. Go ahead, Carol.
I think it's just an orderly and standard way to approve the agenda. It will take 1 minute. I need to get off this call around 7 o'clock, so I'm hoping we can move on. I move to approve the agenda, and I wonder if I have a second.
Okay. I'm
point of order. This is Ted. Point of order.
Point of order. State your point.
In committee meetings, seconding is not required. Anybody can put anything before the body. It doesn't take two people.
That's true. Thank you. I was just about to say that.
James, for the point of order.
State your point, James.
Approving the agenda was already moved.
Can we vote?
Yeah, it was moved, but there was an objection, so we'll go to a vote. That's the only thing that's left for me to do as
right.
The
that's
chair.
Correct. Thank you. That's correct. Thank
okay.
You.
So, hearing Ted's objection, which I think is cogent, we still have to vote on the move to approve the agenda. Do you want to? Why don't we take a station by station vote? Why don't we do that? I mean, make it easier. I'm gonna go with KPFA. Akio Tanaka is excused. Kyle Wolfley, how do you vote?
I vote for the agenda. Approving the agenda.
Okay. Susan DeSilva, KPFA, how do you vote?
Yes, for the agenda.
Lawrence Reyes, I'm a pass. Elizabeth Van Guten, KPFK, how do you vote?
I approve the agenda.
Michael Adler is, are you on the call, Michael? Okay, Michael is absent. Ted Weisskopf, how do you vote, sir?
No.
Okay, Ted votes no. James Agerton, how do you vote, sir? WAI.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I forgot. Nancy Sabara Nabatomi.
Sabara Nabatomi is no.
Sorry, I'm back.
No? Okay. Michael White, WBAI, how do you vote, sir?
Yes, approve the agenda.
William Headwagon, WBAI, how do you vote, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Arlene Rosen, WPFW, how do you vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Lewis Wolf, WPFW, how do you vote?
Yes.
Craig Williams, WPFW, how do you vote?
Approve the agenda.
Yes.
Okay, so I pass. I'm going to stay. Thank you. Okay, so the agenda as revised has been approved. First item on the agenda is the motion on, so let me read the motion. It's on public comment, mechanism for public comment, and I have something to add to that, so. Resolved that the Pacifica National Board would allow a period of public comment on all open meetings of the PNB made possible by co-hosts or facilitator granting access to listeners to participate digitally during that period. Unmuted for the 90-second period of each individual comment and audible to everyone on the call or listening on the stream. I'll open it up for discussion. I want to add to that that there is a motion to facilitate comments and a mechanism to communicate with the PNB directors by virtue of a motion that was passed, a resolution that was passed with Father Jetchen at the PNB on Thursday regarding virtual town hall meetings. Four virtual town hall meetings, where we will discuss after. So is there any discussion on this resolution?
Stack? Michael White?
Stack? Yeah, I'll take a stack.
Nancy, I'm
Stack. Mike White? Who? Nancy?
Michael White.
Uh-huh. And who else?
Nancy.
Nancy, anyone else?
Ted Weisgall.
Ted Weisgall. Anyone else?
Carol Wolfley.
Carol Wolfley. Okay. Well, I'll stop with those four first. Michael White, you have the floor, sir.
Oh, do we have a timekeeper?
We need a timekeeper. But I think in committees.
Just
anyway,
to keep us, you know.
I can keep time until 7 o'clock when I have to get off.
Okay. Is that Carol?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
How long should we time people? 1 minute?
No. Let's try 1.5 minutes.
Okay. That will be 90 seconds.
90 seconds, mm-hmm. Sorry.
So, I think it's clear that we need to be doing the public comment in the meetings this way. I'm just concerned about how we structure the resolution. So WBAI has had several local station board meetings virtually already, and we have been taking public comment. I wouldn't want anything that we do now to imply that what we did was not valid. I also don't necessarily think we need to go back and retroactively validate it. I don't think we can supersede the bylaws. We can only interpret what's good procedure. So, for instance, there's a reference here to nine people speaking during public comment for 90 seconds. WBAI has a 2-minute rule. I know that the different LSBs have interpreted the bylaws differently. But the bylaws say that you shall provide 30 minutes of public comment, and they don't say that that when people have tapped out their time at 90 seconds that you're done with public comment. So at WBAI, we've been running a half hour if people are willing to speak, and if people speak 2 minutes and you take the next one and everyone's spoken, they get
time
to speak again for more time.
That was 90.
Thank you. Nancy,
I could say more. I'll go back on stack afterwards.
Okay, I'll put you at the bottom of the stack, Michael. Thank you. Nancy, you have the floor.
Yes, Mike, is this just 90 seconds for comment, or do they be able to ask
90 seconds
questions?
For comment, yeah, for now.
But no questions then, and no questions answered, right?
Oh, if you have a question, we'll try to answer.
No. During the PNB. I mean.
Oh, yeah, of course. If that's part of your comment, I would think that would be in order.
Okay, so because in the LSB, we don't answer any questions that the public comment asks. We don't do that. And I did not know what the other stations were doing. So if we're kind, we just write a note and show it to them. But so is the PNB going to answer questions or?
Well, that's not in the resolution, but that's a good point.
Okay, that's all.
Thank you. Thank you. Ted Weisgall, you have the floor.
Thank you.
Ted, I'm you. There you go.
First of all, I have a problem with the fact that I'm limited to 90 seconds to say what I want to say when Robert's Rules of Order says in committee meetings there's no limitation to the amount of time a person can speak, and committees cannot make up their own rules. Now, in terms of the question of public comment, one of the problems is that we're not announcing on the air that our listeners can participate in public comment, But the rule is in the bylaws, and we can't supersede the bylaws, that it's 30 minutes or more for public comment. And if one person signs up, they can speak apparently for the full 30 minutes. We need to work out the problem of whether there's Q&A and other such things that come from the consequence of public comment, including whether or not we include public comment in the minutes of our meetings, which are sometimes very important but are completely 86 by people who fall into saying that Robert's rule says you're only supposed to say what you did, not what you say. But Robert's rules has nothing in its standard agenda about public comment. We've added a wrinkle, and now we need to address it. I'm done.
Thank you. So just to address one of the points, I in favor of setting a time limit for speakers speaking at a committee meeting, because say for instance if somebody wants to talk for 5-10 minutes, and that would take time away from other speakers. So I understand your point well taken, Ted, but I would prefer to do something like we're doing now. We could increase it to 2 minutes, but I think beyond that, it's a little bit difficult to facilitate. Kara Wolfley, you have the floor from KPFA.
I'm just looking at the bylaws right now and wondering, I think there's something in the bylaws about PNB meetings, but PNB meetings in the bylaws are supposed to be in-person meetings. So is there anything now in the bylaws?
In regards to telephonic meetings?
No, in regards to open public, in PNB having public comments.
Okay, I don't have the bylaws in front of me, but somebody could refer
looking.
To them.
I'm
okay.
Looking. Yeah.
Because I know in-person PNB meetings used to take public comment.
Yeah.
They had sessions for public comment. And I thought that was a really neat thing to be able to have listeners, you know, do public comment at the PNB meetings, because I think that was one way of directly communicating with the directors.
Yeah.
Somebody asked for the
staff. Nancy,
are you done, Carol?
I had another question. I wanted to see if you are wanting a motion from this committee to support this.
Well, I really would like to get a sense of what the committee thinks, and to see if we should move it forward or not. But I'd like to hear from the committee first.
Yeah. Well, I just want to end by saying that I support this motion because I think that it gives more opportunity for communication.
Okay. Thank you for that. Someone piped up and requested the stack. Who was that?
Nancy. Yes.
Go ahead,
I think what Ted said, if we don't have announcements, you know, on the air at our radio stations, then people won't know about this, you know, and what, you know, needs to be announced. And in the, I think, 2013, George Ryder told us at our station that the public comment, in order to be put into the recorded minutes, needs to be written down and given to the secretary and the chair, and it will go into the written minutes. But if people don't turn in a written form of what they say, then it's up to, I mean, it's like, you know, that was a PNB resolution around 2013, I don't know, but 2014, although this is a little bit different, but we had a fight because secretaries wanted to summarize some of these long public comments and put it into the minutes. And then some people said, no, you have to, you know, this is not Robert's Rules of Order for minutes, does not include public comment. Well, there's no such thing as public comment in Robert's Rules of Order. So we've had a war at our station. Some people, they want everything deleted for the last 2 years of summarized public comments. And then I keep insisting there is a resolution somewhere in the PNB because we were told that. And I think...
time, Nancy.
Thank you. I said enough.
Okay, so what's happening here is that we're going off into other areas. And all the points are well taken. The fact is that other speed meetings do not get announced on the air. And also, they do not provide the information that there will be a public comment period. And now that we're on all meeting virtually, that's difficult. But at the KPFK LSB, we had a 5-hour meeting. There was a controversial item on the agenda that caused us to take 49 members for public comment.
Wow.
who were in the waiting room in the Zoom chat. So I think that it has to be communicated and asserted that, you know, public comment is going to be for a certain period of time. This way, you know, meetings don't go on forever. And as it is right now, the PNB meetings are almost 4 hours and a half. Let's see, almost 4 hours and a half. So that's something to consider. Not that I'm speaking against my resolution or the resolution that was KPFK LSB member Michael Novick helped me craft. But again, this motion came out of New York. The idea came out of New York that there has to be a mechanism to communicate with our directors, especially now that we're all locked down and we're all at stay-at-home orders. So does anybody else have anything to say about this?
Then Beth, could I ask?
Beth?
Yes.
I got Beth and then Eileen. Go ahead, Beth.
This is Beth. I'd like to speak in favor of receiving public comments. And I, having sat through that 5-hour meeting myself, I recognize the necessity to limit the amount of time during the meetings. I don't know whether this fits into the resolution or whether we need to take it up separately, but I like the idea of being open to receive comment in writing. If it's during the meeting, then we need to address whether that gets sent out with the minutes or otherwise or recorded. But I like the idea of providing some way for people to communicate in writing during meetings, after meetings, that can reach the directors, because the amount of time during meetings has to be limited to a certain amount to just so that we can get through our business.
So, Michael White to Stack.
Hold on, Michael. Go ahead.
And
go ahead.
Carol to the Stack.
I have Eileen, then I got Michael and Carol.
And Ted.
Yeah.
And said, okay.
Michael, whoever,
I mean,
yeah, whoever's keeping the time, we're probably getting out of time for this item. But
James for the stack also, please. I'm sorry,
okay,
I was muted. I apologize.
Okay.
Okay, you have to say, James.
Mine is more of a question, because I'm not entirely clear. How does what this committee comes up with relate to what happens at the PNB, because this resolution did come out of the PNB, was referred here for evaluation and inputs, is that right?
No. The
or are we supposed to make a decision?
The resolution was not submitted to the PNB. Had discussions with the officers, and it was suggested that I submitted to the governance committee for discussion.
Okay, and my other part of my question was, is anybody at the national level looking at, you know, the technical or technological ways of doing this? Or, you know, are we just talking about getting comments in writing? And then, you know, there's a number of questions in here that would have to be solved before we could really come up with an opinion or a motion. So I wanted to point that out.
Thank you.
I'm not sure how that'll get done. Okay.
Well, that's something to definitely have a conversation
mm-hmm.
about. Okay, Michael White, you have the floor.
So if I'm correct, the PNB went from having physical meetings that require public comment to having telephone meetings that wrote that requirement out of existence, and now this basically would put some kind of public comment back into effect by noting that the technology now exists to do this. Well, basically, it's just adding a lot of public comment that hasn't been the tradition for quite some time now with the PNB. But we have a time limit per speaker, but not a time limit for aggregate speakers, which could really, totally change how long it takes to have PNB meetings. Seems to me we at least need a minute, an overall limit, and the 90-second. You know, if you're going to allow speakers from all across the country to speak, 90 seconds might be too long.
Okay, thank you, Michael, for your input on that. I have, I believe it was Carol. And James.
Yeah, I just emailed everybody a little. Just setting my time. I just emailed everybody. It's a section from the bylaws. I'll read it. With the exception of telephone meetings, this is what I think it was Michael just said, they made the change. All public meetings of the board and its committee shall include public comment periods. Public comment periods at board meetings shall be not less than 1 hour, and at committee meetings not less than 1/2 hour. So we're supposed to be having public comments at this meeting. That is what is in the bylaws. I think it's the open meetings section. I also just want you to have that information, Lawrence. And also, I am not doing, I'm doing timing of speakers, but I don't have the revised agenda, Susan. Do you have the times that were agreed on? And I wondered, Susan, if you would be willing to track the times of agenda items.
I did not write down the times that
Lawrence
said.
I think this was
Lawrence
a 10-minute item. It was a 10-minute item.
It's
7 minutes.
No, I think it was 10 for this. I think this one was 10.
Where are we at?
I have no idea. I'm so sorry. I wasn't tracking that part.
So
I was.
I'm going to take the prerogative and add 5 minutes, and then we're going to move on from there to the next agenda item.
Yeah, maybe Lawrence could just say each item, how long it is, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. I can do that. Thank you, Susan. Okay, so Ted Weisskopf, and then James Sagerton. Ed,
on page two, in the very front of Robert's Rules of Order, it says, be logical. And even though our bylaws do not address a pandemic, you have to use common sense to make sure that business goes forward, whether it's at the local or the national level. That's one point I want to make. The other is that a big problem we have is that people make public comments, and because there's no written record of it, it's like it disappears. If we want to establish a rule that says you can speak for up to 30 minutes, but the time is divided equally among every person lined up to speak, we can do that. But we can't go about changing the amount of total time that is allotted to public comment. And the third thing is the LSB meetings, the committee meetings, I think there is somewhere in the bylaws where it says that these things, I know it says it, that they are supposed to be announced on the airwaves. So if all three of those things are done, we may run into other problems, being that somebody might say one thing in public comment, but when they turn in what they've written, it may be totally different. So that could be a problem, but I think we ought to cross that bridge when we come to it. But we really need to get written comments, especially if they're typed up and emailed to the secretary, so that they don't have to do the extra work of conveying what the public comment speakers are saying. I'm done.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. James Sagerton.
Thank you, Lawrence.
On mute, Jim. Yeah.
Just a couple of quick things. Basically, the question of answers to public comments that was brought up. Traditionally, at WBAI, and I assume elsewhere, we don't answer people who, you know, frequently people who come to the microphone to ask a question. We don't answer them. And the reason for that is obvious. Who gets to answer that? We've got 22 members on the board, all one, all 20, you know, a particular person named by the questioner. It's not easy to figure out how to answer questions. So I think that's one reason we've stayed away from it. Another aspect is the public comment in the minutes. And I agree, if it's written, it's okay. As long as that is what is provided and the person sticks to what was written, if they go off the script, then how do you interpret what the person actually said? That's one of the problems with in Robert's Rules. Robert's Rules recognizes that if you want to put people's comments and the discussion of issues into the minutes, you get into a question of interpretation. Who interprets what somebody said? Is it the secretary? Well, what if the person who was speaking
time.
Doesn't agree with the secretary? Did you call time?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go back, ask to go back on the stack later. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that, James.
I lean to the stack. Yeah.
I lean, yes. Then that's, go ahead.
Just really quickly. When I think about, I'm for participation by the public, but on the other hand, excuse me, what? I'm sorry,
okay,
I think I just had an echo. I think I had an echo. Let me finish. But when I think about reserving a half an hour for public participation during PNB meetings, you know, the meetings go very long. They're very long. They're very difficult, sometimes very tiring, and we don't get through all the business. And, you know, they start at 8:30 at night on the East Coast, and often end at midnight, which is really hard for us. So, at least some of us here. So the idea of adding time, I don't know what the answer is, except some of it may lay in the next item, which is the town halls. I don't know. It's just something to take into account.
Susan for the stack.
Okay, thank you. Susan, I'm going to go with you, and then I'm going to go to Michael White, who was at the end of the stack. You haven't spoken. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, I just wanted to say two things. One is in the KPFA LSB, generally, if somebody wants to respond, somebody from the LSB wants to respond, the chair usually allows that, and there have been occasions where we go around and we all respond. I guess it's different in different places. But my main question is, are we amending this motion with the business about the written comments? Because it's not part of the motion now. Both James and Ted, I believe, talked about that.
And so did Nancy. So I'm going to go after Michael, and I'm going to make some recommendations and see what he thinks. Michael?
Lawrence,
yeah,
you're fading out again.
Don't forget I have to go back.
Okay, we're almost at time. So this
okay.
would be the last person.
Okay. So
I'm just...
I'm going to go, Mike. I want to be able to say something that it relates to this motion. I think this is what we should do. I heard a lot of amendments in the conversation. So what I would like to suggest is that some homework, right? That you go back and look at the motion and see where it needs to be amended with those points that you made. Because I heard some amendments throughout the conversation in regards to announcements, in regards to providing comments for the record, that kind of thing. It's not in the motion, and I think to put this motion forward without those cogent points that were made does not do the motion any justice. So if we have time, I'll go to Michael. Carol, do we have time?
We are at 5 minutes, but you know, you can make a motion to extend another minute, another 90 seconds.
I'll take Michael's comment and we'll move on. Go ahead, Michael.
All right. I'd just like to point out that you know, sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander, and I think with the bylaw provision that it's an hour that needs to be devoted to public comment at the PNB level and a half hour for the committees, it's very difficult to pass a resolution like this saying that the PNB is going to resume and the committees are not. And you know, that's if you multiply that by an hour for every committee, the PNB meeting, and an extra half hour for every committee meeting, we already have a half hour of comment coming in, you know, very workably at the LSB level, and that can travel up, and people can always submit their written comments. You know, you don't need a meeting to do that. So, you know, I'd hold off from adding all of these extra hours to our burdens, because I'm on more than one committee. This is a lot of time for me.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Okay, so what do people think about doing some homework on this resolution and coming back at the next meeting to see where we're at? Is that okay with everyone?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, you okay with that, Ted?
Yeah.
Nancy?
Yes.
Everybody?
Good
okay.
idea.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for the discussion. It was enriching.